Welcome back, all you Disney fans. It's time to battle the best Disney Christmas movie. We're talking Home Alone versus I'll Be Home for Christmas. Stay tuned for a Disney All the Way Christmas.
You're tuning in to AfterBuzz TV's The Christmas 24/7 channel. Keeping the spirit of Christmas 24/7. Give, forgive, be merry.
I just love Santa so much. Welcome back to a Disney All the Way Christmas. If you're new to us, this is a little different than how we normally do it here. Mm-hmm. If you're returning, that's because it's time for a Christmas movie smackdown. J-Lo and Ollie have both picked a movie, a Disney Christmas movie, to battle out which one is the best. But I'm your host, Shay Jones. I'm going to moderate and also pick the winner today. And I have Ollie on my left, Ollie Jordan. He has also worked at Disneyland. How are you feeling about your choice?
I'm feeling very confident, but also I'm nervous. I love J-Lo. I don't want to battle her.
And on my right, I have the wonderful, wonderful Jennifer Lopez. We call her J-Lo. And she also has picked an amazing Christmas movie today. So how are you feeling about your chances?
I'm excited. I mean, I love Ollie, but I'm ready to... get down.
Oh, she's ready. Oh, she wants to get dirty. Okay. Okay. That changes my view. Let's do this. I'm ready.
So, guys, they have five categories. In each of those categories, they have to convince me which one is better. So, Ollie won our little coin toss today. So, we're going to start with him with 2 minutes on the clock. And the first category is, why is this the best moral for Christmas of all time? And go.
It's perfect because I think thinking about Christmas, you automatically think about kind of like more of the commercialization, such as the presents and whatnot. But I feel like with Home Alone, it's so family orientated and being with your loved ones. Whereas, you know, our main character, Kevin, portrayed by Macaulay Culkin, he's alone and he's always wished to, well, I think he was pushed to the edge the night before everyone left. He wanted everyone, his family, to disappear. That's what he wanted, even though ultimately he realized that's not what he wanted. You know, he wanted to be with his family, and his family, vice versa, wanted to be with him as well. And I feel like in the film, everyone, including Kevin and his family, were taking each other for granted, and they were just thinking about this trip and how that was more important. The trip itself was more important than family, you know, despite you're going to be together. Everyone was just thinking about the trip. Mm-hmm. And just by him being home alone and everyone realizing that, everyone jumped the gun. They didn't want to go on vacation. They had, their first instinct was to get back to Kevin. And Kevin, you know, I loved his side story with the character Marley, his old man who everyone just kind of disregarded as this creep. And really, he was going through his own side story of not being with his son who's estranged. And he's would go and look at his granddaughter who was, you know, he'd never really got to interact with until Kevin told him, you know what, why don't you say what you have to say for your family? You want to be with your family, be with your family and make that initiative. And I think it's so much about making that initiative to be with your loved ones. And so I just think family is important. And I really think this film wasn't so much about Christmas. I mean, it's a Christmas film. Clearly, that's why we're here. But it's about family. And I think that's the most important component of Christmas, and not the presents and like the festivities and whatnot. So I think that's why so many people connect with it. And like, Kevin's just such a smart, amazing character. And just the juxtaposition of the robbers, you know, Harry and Marv and whatnot. So
time.
This is so interesting.
Now, okay, J-Lo, okay. You ready?
I'm so ready.
Why is this the best moral of Christmas of all time? And go.
I think this one is the best because Jake is such a self-centered college student. You know, he only cares about himself. And I get it, you know, his mom passed away. He doesn't want to go home. You know, his dad remarried and it's that new stepmom. And when you're older, it's a little bit different, you know, when you're younger. But when you're younger, I think you're able to adapt more and get, you know, close to that person. But when you're older, it's a little bit different. You know, your mom passed away. You were probably so close to her. And now you have to, you know, you're thinking about going home and spending time. And he just rather do other stuff during Christmas than spend it with his family. Trying to avoid meeting the stepmom and meeting the dad. But I like that along the way, he realizes the family is important. You know, he needs to be there. You know, he was going for one reason only. And that reason was to get that, you know, 1957 Porsche that his dad promised him if he got home on time. But throughout the day, he realized that maybe that wasn't what he wanted anymore because, you know, a lot of people were telling him, you're doing this for a car. Like, you know, it's, you know, his girlfriend was like, you're doing this for a car. Like, I want to see my family. You should too. You know, it's just your stepmom. You should let them be okay, you know? And I really like that he met different people and different struggles. And one thing that I really liked was when he met a little boy in a hospital and the little boy didn't want anything for Christmas. All he wanted was just to spend it with his mom, his grandma, his dog. He like started listing everybody in his family and everybody started crying, you know, the cop, his little, the person that took him there, the robber from all the merchandise that they had. And I really like that he started realizing like, oh, okay, maybe I don't want this anymore. And I really just want to spend time with my dad. And I really like that at the end, he was like, you know what? I don't want the car. I just want to fix it with you in the next 40 years.
Time. I love like she saw my face. I know. She knew it.
In the next 40 years.
She knew it. Oh my gosh. I love both. This is going to be so actually hard. I didn't know how hard it's going to be for me to choose.
There's only one clear winner.
Me. And that is me.
Home Alone.
Okay, but after hearing J-Lo's, I actually will give to I'll Be Home for Christmas on this one.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Because Ollie was a fair competition. Okay. That's why.
I told you, Ollie, I was ready.
Okay, so we're going to start this over. We're going to reset the clock. Because our next category is one of my personal favorites, and I can't wait to hear how you guys are going to convince me. So both movies have very different conflicts and that arise in them. Mm-hmm. So why is your Christmas conflict better? Ollie, you starting us off, and go.
I think mine's better because, I mean, we have this little kid who's by himself. He's stuck. You know, these robbers are trying to get in. They're super greedy. I mentioned them before. Joe Pesci and Daniel Stern. They are hilarious characters, which I'll talk about later in another probably topic. But, I mean, it's not only Kevin's conflict of being alone and being trapped within these, trying to outsmart the robbers and, you know, them trying to get in. It's also his family's conflict of just trying to get back to him. So there's conflict everywhere. There's multiple levels of conflict. Conflict with Marley, as I mentioned. He just wants to be with his own family because he's estranged and whatnot. So I think it's just kind of like, I think we all kind of need to be knocked down a peg a little bit to humble ourselves and realize the good that we have in our lives. And I think every character in that, aside from Marley, because he's just a sweet old man, but everyone needs to kind of realize the things that they might be taking for granted, because if they finally are able to realize that, then they won't be taking those things for granted. They won't realize how much family means to them, and there's so much conflict, and it's fun. It's fun conflict. It's not something that's so heavy, you know. It's, we see Kevin, he's making all these traps, and the booby traps are so freaking fun, and the robbers, Harry and Marv, they're getting beat up, and it is so fun. And also, who wouldn't want to be stuck in a lavish mansion? That mansion is bomb. Okay, I would like to be stuck in that mansion alone with snowing. It's just a fun setting, you know? I mean, the family kind of has to, you know, go from plane to plane to get back to from Paris and whatnot. But there's conflict all around, and it's just a really fun movie that I think that's why people love it. It's just so entertaining, and it's just iconic. Ah! Yeah, do I still have more time?
Yes, you have a little bit more time.
Oh my gosh, really? I'm like looking to see how much more time.
10 seconds.
And I mean, we've all been mad at our families before. It's really, it's a relatable conflict of wishing I wasn't a part of this family. Like, we've all said that. Right. And our family members have probably said that too. So, relatable.
And time. And J-Lo, your turn. And fight.
And Mine is the best conflict because, you know, he's stranded in the desert in the middle of nowhere. He has to get home by 6 o'clock in order for him to get that Porsche. So he has to go through all these different obstacles, you know, getting rides from all these different people and being so close to getting home. And then all of a sudden getting it taken away by other conflicts that he gets into. And then along the way, he sees that Eddie is giving a ride to his girlfriend. So he's like getting a heart attack along the way too. So he's trying to get at, trying to solve that problem and then still trying to get home at the same time. So it's kind of one of those things that it's like, you know, he's getting a ride across country trying to get to New York on time. You know, he's different, seeing all these different cities, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Colorado, Iowa, and along the way he's meeting all these different people that are showing him the meaning of Christmas and what's so important and what should be important to him. You know, he meets a simple-minded thief. He meets a cop that's divorced.
I love she should start using a simple-minded thief, but continue.
You know, he meets a cop that, you know, wants to get back with his ex-wife. You know, he meets a little boy, like I said before, that he wants to just, all he wants for Christmas is just go home from the hospital and just spend it with his family. He doesn't want any presents or anything. You know, and you just meet all these different people and you meet all these different, he sees different cultures. He sees everything that, you know, it's so important that maybe the Porsche is not worth it. You know, maybe the only thing that's important is his girlfriend and his family and just spending time with them, and that he can't believe that he was switching all of that for 2 Cabo tickets because he didn't want to talk to his stepmom, and, you know, he gets that.
Oh, she thought you really, yeah. Oh, okay. You at least 3 minutes online. Okay, cool. Like, I'll give you a couple more tickets. Okay, so the winner of this one, though I loved your retelling of his story, of Eddie's story, I have to give it to Home Alone because that is, too, like, he says iconic. It is iconic. It is the best.
It is the best
Home Alone. Like, just the traps alone, it should win everything.
It is so good.
It is, like, the best.
And there's just, like, conflict all around. It's, like, keeps coming, you know? It's just, it's a fun ride.
So it is.
Thank you.
I love the fact that you mentioned traveling across country and, like, seeing the world in, like, different cultures, and I think that also should be as just important about Christmas, too, which I appreciate. So thank you so much for telling us about that, J-Lo.
It's okay. I'll take the next one.
Oh, my gosh.
It's nice to wear the crown for a change.
I'll pass it to you.
Okay. And now the next category is the best leading character of your movie.
Oh.
Ollie, you're going to start us off with Kevin and go.
Okay. I mean, Macaulay Culkin, I feel like this is the role that really got him on the map. And I mean when we think of Home Alone, we just imagine him, the iconic scream. He is the underdog of this film, the family, the black sheep, and I think a lot of people can connect with that. Yet he's so smart and he's so witty and he's just like this little kid. He's one of the youngest people of the family and people really disregard him, and I think it's also says a lot about the film as well. Like, a lot of people during production, before production, didn't think this film was going to sell. Mm-hmm. So the film itself is an underdog, and yet it has gotten so much critical acclaim. So it's one of the most iconic films. It's better than J-Lo's
film. No, I appreciate it.
And he only said it under a minute. He got it under a minute.
Because he really is, Macaulay Culkin, he's this young kid, and he's such a brilliant actor at the time in the 90s, and he led this film, you know? And he is just so freaking smart and funny, and I miss him. Macaulay Culkin, where are you? But he's smart, he's witty, and you just can't help but to, like, not love this movie. And all the work that he did, like, as a young child, a young actor, like, are you kidding me? Right. And having to deal with Joe Pesci and Daniel Stern, and just kind of, like, seeing how young a character, yet how confident he is, despite this family kind of, like, looking down at him at times.
Right.
And he's not afraid. I feel like he's afraid of the basement. He's afraid of the heater and whatnot. But he really did step up to the plate, and he wasn't going to be bullied anymore by these robbers and his family. And he really learned a valuable lesson in the process of really realizing his family's important. He wants to be with his family. He believed in Santa. He wanted to send his letter to Santa. And all he wanted, he learned, was his family. Mm-hmm. Do I still have more time?
You have like 5 seconds.
Well, Macaulay Culkin as Kevin, iconic role. Iconic
time. J-Lo, you ready to fight?
I'm ready.
Let's go.
Okay. So for me is Jake Wilkinson is Jonathan, played by Jonathan Taylor Thomas. I think his role was amazing because, you know, he played this character being self-centered. He always bribed his way out. He always knew what to say to get his way, whether, you know, that be at school with his girlfriend, with his dad, you know, his family and everything. He always knew what to say to get out of that. And I love that Eddie, when they left him in the desert, left him a note saying, yeah, good luck getting your way out of this, you know, because he's in the middle of the desert. Like, what is he going to do? Who is he going to talk to? So, yeah, that's just probably, you know, I really love and how much energy and how confident he was in doing all these things, you know, before trying to get home. Like, he knew so much. Exactly. He knew what to do and had, even along the way, you thought that he would learn his lesson meeting all these different people, and he didn't. It took him so long to actually realize, like, oh crap, you know, I am this person, like, I shouldn't be like this. And that's what I really like, because I thought that after he met the little boy in the hospital, he was gonna learn his lesson, and just right after that, he was doing another bribe to get home, because, you know, the thief was like, yeah, thank you for changing me, I gotta go, peace, you're on your own. And he was like, wait, what, you know, you have to get me home. And you still notice that he still didn't learn his lesson, you know, it took him a while. So I think he definitely gave it to me. I really, for a second, did not like him. And throughout the movie, I was like, oh my God, I hate you so much. Just go home. You know, your dad is trying to, you know, be there for you. And the stepmom was so sweet. You know, the stepmom was like, you know, what size are you? Tell me what size you are. You know, I like, you know, she just really wanted to get to know him. And he was just not having it. But yeah, that's my best movie.
Time.
Interesting. Very interesting.
So, between Kevin McAllister and your character name that I don't remember for sure.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Well, we already know who won.
Oh my
round.
God.
I know. I know you just said it too. That's what made it so funny. I know. At least I know his name is Jonathan McAllister.
You just can't compete with Macaulay Culkin.
Oh, I
yeah,
can't.
Yeah, unfortunately, Home Alone has to win on that.
Oh my God.
Actor.
The crown stays this round.
we'll see. Because you two both have incredible supporting characters, which is the next category.
We still have three more, so we'll see.
You actually have two.
Oh, two more.
You got two more.
Ooh, five.
So I know, five is such like a fun number.
Oh, yeah.
It's an odd number. It's perfect.
I know, I love odd numbers. Okay. So now you guys are going to battle out the best supporting character.
Ooh, this is a lot of pressure.
Actually, you're gonna start again.
Okay.
You cool. thought I was gonna. I thought I was helping you out, but you know what? I was like, no, you've been starting this whole time. You know, you're good.
Okay.
And you ready?
Yeah. Heck yeah. Let's
fight your fight.
I mean, I was gonna say the family, but really, come on, the robbers. Harry and Marv are absolutely iconic. Like I said, Joe and Daniel portraying these characters. If you want to take on Macaulay Culkin, you need Joe Pesci and Daniel to portray the freaking iconic robbers. They came back for the sequel. That's how iconic they were. And honestly, I feel like they really do represent the greed within the holiday season, like of Christmas particularly, with them wanting to steal from people's houses who are leaving for vacation for the holidays and whatnot. And they were, despite them being greedy and horrible, evil antagonists, you can't help but to not, like, fall in love with them and how funny they are and how ridiculous they are. And you gotta give it to them for taking the beatings that Macaulay Culkin Kevin did to them with the booby traps. And they're very stupid. They fell for a lot of them. But I just think they're so endearing. And they're not, I don't think they're evil, evil characters. Because you just fall in love with them and how goofy and silly they are, despite everything. It's funny because I think Kevin thought his family were the antagonists this whole time, mm-hmm. but really until he realized that they weren't. His family wasn't. Like, family isn't the big villain in your life mm-hmm. or the antagonist. There really isn't. True families, I should say.
Right.
Whether it's, like, your friends or family or your biological mm-hmm. family. But it's really, like, these robbers and the greed of the holiday season that I think that these characters kind of represent within the film. And I think they got what they deserved by the end of it and in the sequel. So, yeah, that's what I think about that. And it's really hard to really encapsulate, like, a good villain in, like, a Christmas or holiday film, you know? Because it's, I feel like you, it's difficult, you know? And I think that these robbers are a good representation of villains in a Christmas movie. So, without further ado, thank you, Harry and Mara, for being amazing in Home Alone. And Home Alone 2.
Would you do?
There you go.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so, I do love Home Alone 2. So, J-Lo, your person, supporting character, starting now.
Mine's, I have to give it to Eddie. You know, he was the one that left Jake in the middle of the nowhere in the desert. So, you know, he already started off good. You know, he wanted to take Allie home to New York. You know, he was like, you know, he wanted to be the good guy. But Allie was just like, you know what? No, I, you know, I don't want to go with you, but I don't have no other choice to be stuck with you. And she made it loud and clear that he was really annoying and she was not having it. But throughout the ride, you know, they actually... She actually finds out that he is, you know, kind of sweet and he is, you know, not that typical cool guy that he always wants to show off at school to be. And she really does get to know him and stuff like that. But, you know, at the end of the day, he still doesn't learn his lesson either. He's still such a, you know, a little jerk. And after, you know, Allie gets mad at Jake and, you know, realizes that he, the only reason he wants to go home is for the Porsche. So she decides to take a bus home and leave Jake and Eddie stranded somewhere. So, of course, you know, Eddie was like, you know, he feels bad. So he decides to give Eddie a ride home. And throughout the ride, he realizes that, you know, he's like, why am I giving this guy that, you know, wants to take the girl that I like for me? So, of course... Typical Eddie decides to leave him stranded again in the middle of nowhere. So I really like this character because, you know, he started off just so, you know, so rude at the beginning. And he still ended being like that, you know. He still stayed with that, you know, character of just being that jerk, that jock from high school. Well, from college, actually. And, you know, he just didn't really learn his lesson. He was like, I don't care, you know, how many, you know, how well he got along with Allie and what Allie, you know, made him seem, you know, he took, Allie made him portrayed him as more different. She really got to know him. And he still didn't, he still wasn't budging. You know, he still was just like, you know what? No, nope, that's on me. But, you know, Eddie's Eddie, and that's it.
And you're done. Oh, gosh, that was funny. Okay, so, who wins best supporting character? You know it has to be Joe Pesci, right? It's Home Alone. It
oh,
has to be.
Thank you so much.
I mean, she won.
No, I actually thought she was going to get it this round.
I liked it. However,
she did a great explanation.
She did, but it's Joe Pesci. Like, I'm sorry. Joe Pesci's just an iconic actor.
It was the gold tooth, wasn't it?
It was. For me, it was more of him paying Harry and Marv and their comedic timing.
So good.
Of each and every one of those scenes. You could not have... For all the work it took for them to make Home Alone, all the, you know, no's they got to officially get the yes and then actually go through the process of production to come out with what they did, one is a miracle, and two just shows the how much they believed in what they were doing.
Yeah.
Which is why I gave it to Joe Pesci and Daniel, because they're awesome.
Those are my boys.
But I mean, even if technically he wins, you do have time to convince me on our last category.
The race isn't over yet.
It's not over
yet. So you better bring it.
And the last category is, why have these movies withstanded the test of time? Ollie, go.
All right, I feel like Home Alone has, one, it has a sequel. Does I'll Be Home for Christmas have No, I'm kidding. Maybe it does. I don't really know. But it really does encapsulate Family is Forever, and I think that's timeless in itself. Everyone, it's such a fun, not a perfect picture ending because, I mean, the family's reunited at the end, and it was such a beautiful reuniting scene, seeing him, his mom at the end. It was so,
played by Catherine O'Hara. Let's give her
Yeah, it gives you the chills, gives you the feels, but also it wouldn't be Home Alone without ending on, like, a little bit of a sour note when his brother, Buzz, realizes he was in his room at the end and, like, shouts at him. So it's like, oh, you know, it's not the perfect picture ending. It's a very, like, comedic note. But like I said, Family is Forever. And I think it's such a fun and iconic film because it's, especially in the 90s, like, this film is kind of like a period piece. It's never going to be made again. I mean, it could be remade, rebooted.
It is rebooted.
Let me finish. But it's like, this film can't be made the way, because it's like, if it's set today, well, you could just FaceTime your son, but it's in the 90s. It's nostalgic being a 90s kid. Like, this can't ever happen again. This is such a special film. This is such a special time period that it's just perfect for stories, and technology is kind of like ruining storytelling sometimes, I feel like. Mm-hmm. But yeah, and also it's not, this film, I think it could be set in any holiday. It could be set around any time of the year. It's not so much about, it's obviously a Christmas film, but it could be set throughout any time of the year because Christmas is kind of like not the essential component of the film. It's family, the theme of family. And it just so happens to be set around Christmas, you know, because it's not like Christmas, Christmas, Christmas. It's, it's actually Macaulay Culkin, Kevin,
kind of 15 seconds,
realizing he wants his family back and battling these robbers and whatnot and realizing that the importance of what he has in his life that he thought wasn't right, but it was.
Ding! Actually right. Ding! Stop. I love that.
I just don't want to be cut movie. Off by it.
I love it, actually.
This is awesome. Miss J-Lo, you're going to tell us all why I'll Be Home for Christmas has withstood the test of time. Now, fight!
I think it has because, you know, we have such a great cast. You know, we have Jonathan Taylor. We have Jessica Biel in the movie, which, you know, that was a start, too, as for her as well. We have Lauren Maltby, which she was in Xenon, in Disney Xenon movies.
All three of them.
All three of them, exactly. So, you know, we have such a great cast. And what I really liked about the film was that because he was this type of person, you know, he didn't want to, you know, interact with his stepmom. You know, he just didn't want anything to do with it. You know, every year he would always find a way to go somewhere or do something else. And the fact that his dad sent him this ticket to, you know, come home and he exchanged him for Cabo, like, to go to Cabo, San Lucas, is just, it's crazy. You know, like, how do you do that? You know, like, how do you do that? And, you know, and him having to go through all what he did to go cross country, to go home. And, it, you know, he only had one method. And that wasn't his family. That wasn't his girlfriend. His one method was just to get that car. And realizing throughout that, you know what? At the end of the day, that's not what's important. It's what's important is being there with my dad and my, you know, sister and my new family member, my stepmom. And just being with them together and coming home for Christmas every year from now on is what mattered the most, you know, because, you know, he got there and he was still on time to get that Porsche. And he was like, you know what? No, I'm not going to go in. His dad still was like, you know, you're late. You know, you're just a couple seconds late. Here, you can have it. He's like, no, I think we still need to fix that car. And we're going to have the next 30, 40 years to fix that. And I really like that because he's like, that meant that he was going to come home now for Christmas every year, you know, and just kind of interact, do a new tradition as to just avoiding everything. So I was super excited about that. And I think that was really important. That family was important.
The buzzer is lying.
You got it.
My family's important.
The buzzer is so much life right now. Thanks, Brianna, our producer in the booth, because she's awesome for this right now. I love the sound effects. So, for the winner, though, I do love Home Alone. I'm actually going to give it to J-Lo because I loved her explanation. It was actually really great.
Aw, thanks.
And the reason is because I think we all, especially when we do have tragedy in our family, like a family member dies, we kind of lose our Christmas spirit.
We don't want to be
around the memories. And then now you have a new family member who can't take your mom's place, but is now has to be a part of your life. That is a big pill to swallow.
Right.
So I did love your explanation, and that was a great. And now I want to watch I'll Be Home for Christmas. Amazing. But unfortunately, so we do have a clear winner.
We do.
Home Alone. Ali wins this Christmas movie smackdown.
Yay! Oh my gosh!
How do you feel?
I feel so good about myself. I knew. Thank you, studio audience. I appreciate it. I feel so good, even though I knew I was gonna win before the show started.
My God.
No, but it was so much fun.
Like I love how you talk about humbleness and what's humbleness.
I actually walked in really confident. I'm not going to lie. I really was like, I have this. I know I'm going to win.
Shay, just let me finish. I would just say that I was a little nervous, though, because J-Lo started giving facts and such a great explanation of a film that I'm not too familiar with. So I was like, oh, am I going to win? But no, J-Lo, thank you so much.
No, thank you. Really,
I know, yeah.
You got my crown, but thank
you. I like how you're like, my crown. No, she gave a great explanation.
No, you
like,
did, oh, too.
Okay, now I got to really watch this movie.
And thank you so much for giving us...
So good.
Like, choosing a movie, like, not a lot of people know about.
Right.
Or have seen, like... Because I didn't grow up with it. Like, I think, like, we grew up with Home Alone. But I think now, you can also watch I'll Be Home for Christmas, I believe, on Disney Plus.
Yes, you can.
So you can check it out on there if you have your Disney Plus subscription, or, you know, borrow your roommate's password. That's how that works, too. Have them create your profile. It works. I also have a special segment for you guys called the Holiday Movie Trivia.
Uh-oh.
Woohoo. I love it. So, and it actually is about Home Alone.
Oh.
So when Home Alone first came out, it did a record number one spot box office. So I'm going to ask you guys this, and you can tell me which one you think it is. Mm-hmm. How many weeks do you think it stayed at number one? 7 weeks? 12 weeks? Or 15 weeks?
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
7, 12, and 15?
Yeah.
I would say... That is a lot, regardless. I would say, since it's getting up, I would say 12 weeks, just because it's a good medium. Okay. I don't know about 15 weeks.
15. I'm going to go with 15.
That 15.
Actually, Ali's right. It is. Oh! They held the spot for 12 weeks.
Yeah. So, like, okay, 7, but also, that's crazy for a
Christmas.
That's
12 film. Weeks?
12. See? They held the spot for 12 weeks, and they were also the number one, like, highest gross movie. Gross wise, and they kept the title until 2015.
That's 3 months.
Wow,
basically.
Even 7 weeks is a long time.
Yeah.
So
that's 3 months.
12 months. Oh, wow. That's...
And I think even though it's a holiday Christmas film, mm-hmm. it just goes to show that I think it's like you can watch this film any time of the year and just really identify with it because it's so essential to the family and it's not all about the ho, 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 this present.
Right.
It's about just reuniting with people that you love and care about.
Well, speaking of family, which Culkin brother also starred in Home Alone with Kevin? Was it Rory or was it Karen? You guys' face right now so off.
Crickets. Rory. Ooh.
You guys are wrong. Yeah, it was. He played, you know, youngest brother to Kevin who like wet at the bed.
Oh yeah.
That was the Culkin right there. That's Karen.
Oh my god.
So that's a little some holiday movie track.
He does look like him.
You.
Now that I
grown up,
I'm all picturing him with his glasses as a little kid.
Oh, I'm gonna watch it now again.
Advertisement Pepsi. So good for you.
The more you know.
The more you know.
I love it. Thank you.
Yeah,
for that.
Thank you for that. I'm going to go watch it again.
Thank you guys so much for joining us for our Christmas movie Smackdown. This is our last show of 2019, but we will be back in 2020 and doing a new Christmas movie Smackdown for the underrated Disney Christmas movie, which I will be joining in on because I have my favorite and I'm super excited for it. So, Ollie, do you want to tell the people where they can find you on all social media platforms?
Well, first, get ready, because I am keeping my crown.
You should actually come with a little crown. I really think you should come with a little crown.
I just might. No, I am Ollie Jordan. This has been so much fun, Shay and J-Lo.
So much fun.
You're a good opponent.
You too.
But you guys can follow me over the holiday break at Ollie Dreamer on Twitter and Instagram and check out my cosplays. Maybe I'll cosplay a Disney character at some point. Follow it on Instagram at Ollie Cosplays.
J-Lo?
I'm definitely taking that crown back next year. So that is my resolution for 2020. But you guys can follow me at all social medias at Jen_Lopez_89.
And you guys can find me at Real Shay Jones on Twitter and Instagram. You can catch me on Popcorn Talk doing Disney News Weekly. Tuesdays at 8 p.m. doing High School Musical, the musical, the series after show. And this week, catch all season 3 of The Runaways after show with me and Ollie. Because we're back for the last final season.
Bittersweet.
Happy holidays, guys.
Happy holidays. Bye.
Chief Elf Officers Kevin Undergaro and Maria Menounos, Chief Spirit Officer Jeff Graham, and the entire The Christmas 24/7 channel, we would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV's The Christmas 24/7 channel. If you have questions or comments, email us at thechristmas247@gmail.com. Until next time, do your best to give, forgive, and be merry. Ho, 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 ho.